Shoutcast could definitely go to Korea again. We could,
Oh,
I could see that.
I'm already there
I could see that
mentally. Oh,
happening.
hands
I've
down.
already
And
planned it mentally.
you see, like, you know when you don't want to
I'm
take
already
too,
back.
you know when you don't want to take, you know, too many risks. You don't want to take too many dodgy individuals along. So you don't know if they're gonna go a little bit too, like, hard. Don't know if they're gonna enjoy themselves a bit too much.
Taraz.
Yeah, Finlay Ferguson. But then you go along and you're like, actually, yeah, we've kind of learned the ropes now. We could start showing people the ropes. So who knows, next time we could bring some guests along. We could show some guests the ropes
100%, 100%.
of Korea, of Seoul.
Yeah, get Finley over here. Is that what you're
Before we
saying?
start, if anyone has two tickets to the LCK finals, let us know. How we doing? Oh, I've got honestly, I'll put my hand up and say I had a little bit of a headache this morning. I'll put my hand up.
After the drink and
You're
stream last night.
terrible for this. Listen, I'm good. I'm 100% feeling fresh. I think,
You're 100% fresh.
yeah,
It's as if you
genuinely.
didn't drink last night.
Yeah, genuinely, because I think I just drank enough water. So it's like I said during the drink and
Yeah, I
stream
feel
last
pretty
night.
good.
If you drink enough water, then it doesn't really make you more sober at the moment, but it does improve the next day. Now we're in the next day, and I'm feeling good.
Well,
You
yeah,
probably didn't drink your water, CJ.
got a bit of a headache. I'll put my hand up. Yeah, it's all of this. Guys, Resident Evil Vomities. Oh my
Ryze is throwing around, excuse me, vicious
Please don't
accusations.
even invite me to his wedding. In brackets, he promised me best man.
He's just lying.
Now we've got to slot in. See, this is a tough part though, because we don't really know what's happening in the Rocket League off season. So when do you plan anything like this? When do you do this? It's really hard to
Yeah.
do.
In the off season, I think we should
When?
just assume that there's nothing happening in the off season.
But last season there was one. Well, there was one event, like the flip and spin event in Europe. That happened. That was kind of cool.
What if like Worlds finishes and
Yeah.
then we hop on a plane somewhere else?
Yeah. Or yeah.
Well, actually, to be fair, we're going to my place, so
Oh yeah.
it's
No,
kind
actually,
of pointless now to
Ryze,
think
do you
about
want
it.
to Ryze, genuinely? Do you want to go to Rizzo's house after Worlds?
Yeah, right.
This is something
This is
that.
actually on.
I can, yeah, we can ask Rocket League players too without any. Athena just opened the door, shaking her head. I don't know why she would shake her head though.
Of all people,
Yeah,
Finley
because
Ferguson.
so we can't, in good faith, invite a Rocket League professional player to a transfer window Korea trip. That's probably
Yeah,
a
no,
bad idea.
that's messed
Not
up. That's bad.
worst idea.
it's not
So,
that
an off-season transfer window is optimal.
See, it's not that we thought there would be any transfers for Karmine Corp, but I mean, this is not the time for pros to be world touring. But after Worlds, immediately after Worlds, is probably the safest time to travel somewhere, like Rizzo's house. Yeah,
Already at my place.
come along. Let's go to Rizzo's house for another chalked business trip.
Well, the crazy thing is like there's so many people that are we should just start the episode.
Yeah,
This
this is
All right,
fine.
did
This is
we
like the
already start
this
it?
is
I don't
fine.
even
This
know.
is a rolling
intro.
Whatever.
Listen, do an official
Do
intro.
an intro, but we've already started.
Okay, that's what I
Yeah,
figured. I was like,
rolling
hey,
intro,
welcome
but
everybody. Chalk Guys number 76. Welcome. We are still here in
76.
Korea. And we had a little bit of an adventure last night. We did a
We
drinking
did.
stream. That was one of our Patreon goals.
Yeah.
Patreon.com/chalkcast, of course.
And we're back downstairs because it's really, really hot upstairs, and the camera will probably
Yeah.
die if we stay upstairs for too long. So we'll venture back up at some point, but for now we're down. It's really hot today.
Drinking stream was fantastic. A lot of people would have missed it. It wasn't the best time. It was very early morning for a lot of people. Can I get an I was there if you were there for the drinking stream? We will have that posted to the YouTube
I think it'll
tonight.
get uploaded
Today.
today.
Yeah, today.
Today. Yeah. Yeah,
Yeah, it'll
later
be up
today.
today.
Today, whatever date it is. April 14th.
Yeah, later today. So
Yeah, it was great. And then we went to Itaewon. We've not been to Itaewon before. Did you go last time you were in Korea to
no, never been to Itaewon.
Itaewon? It's like a foreigner-friendly neighborhood. And yeah, we can confirm that there was definitely some Koreans who were very, very friendly to us foreigners.
Too friendly.
Too friendly.
Yeah,
I
they are
think.
paid actors. There are a lot
Oh no,
of
no,
them.
no!
There
I
were
wasn't talking
paid
about them.
actors.
Okay, they were paid actors, so they were definitely paid actors trying to, persuade you to go into the bar they're in. No, but I'm talking about the group. They were at the table next to us.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they were cool. They were good vibes. They just wanted to dance. We were like, that's
They
cool.
Well, that guy was also a paid
Well, I think
actor.
he might have been a paid
I don't
actor.
think no. I think he was way
No.
too.
Nah,
I don't
they
know.
had one
No.
line.
In the corner that was behind us, there was like a
Can you guys hear
Yeah,
Athena?
they won't be able to hear you.
Yeah, he was.
Can you guys hear Athena? We'll repeat what you say.
Yeah. He had like his own like personal stand and another guy that was kind of working it, and they would go in, bring people to a table, yeah, everyone dancing,
And then he backed out. Yeah.
Oh no. So yeah, that guy was so I think he was saying that there was this guy at his own personal like location. Where he's doing club promotion, and that he would kind of float around different tables. But I think it was just that one guy, and the other people at that table were just like, "Yep, this is cool. Let's go."
I just think we should have like an Athena mic. We have one set up over, like turned off, that you just
We should have a standing mic.
Like a standing mic.
We'll just set up just have the fourth one sitting over there that we can turn on and off. Good idea.
That's true.
Anyway,
yeah, as long as turn it on and off.
But yeah, he was definitely a paid actor because it reminded me of when I was in Mykonos, when I was in Greece, and there was this woman that she actually had a whistle. She was that good. Her whole thing was just get as many people on the dance floor as possible. So she's like dragging people up. She's partying. She's like the life of the party. But she's just like paid by the club to get people up and about. And that guy was fantastic. I knew that he was a paid actor, but I was getting amongst him. You know, I was getting around it. He was dragging me in, and I was dragging him back in. You know what I'm saying?
He tried to lead you. Like, oh, no, buddy, come on.
Keep the show going.
But also, it's kind of interesting because that's already inside. I'm like, why is there a paid actor inside? What is that really accomplishing? Everybody's already in. They've already paid entry.
I don't think we really explained too much what Itaewon is. It's
nightlife.
Tourist friendly, like club.
Well, I mean, first of all, it's like a region in Seoul. It's like, you know,
it's massive, actually.
Yes, it's huge.
There's a lot of clubs. Yeah. And we will obviously have to give away the results of the darts game as well. Johnny got pants again. Me and Bria dominated. We did a bit of a couples darts. Rizzo, they're secret world champs of darts.
CJ is getting carried by Brielle. It's ridiculous. It's actually unbelievable.
Baller. She double bullseye, two in a row.
Oh, no.
Phenomenal. But, it was a great night. Obviously, started with the drinking stream. Again, if you didn't see the drinking stream, that'll be posted. And I thought it was a fantastic success.
I thought it was great.
The backdrop was great. Phenomenal.
Honestly, we might just do another one for funsies.
Just for funsies.
I'm down for another one. I really want to do another one, actually. So we might give more lead time, more notice for the drinking stream so people can set their clocks, because we kind of just went live.
Set their alarm for 7 a.m. Set your alarm for 7 a.m. and watch the drinking stream.
It was very good. Very, very good. What are you saying, Rise, in chat? Tell me you haven't let Johnny Boy connect to that JBL. Definitely got a dusty playlist. That is Johnny's JBL, and he has connected to it.
Yeah, we connected it.
I took over the tunes, though. I gave a bit of
like a global
2000s So Fresh CD hits. Do you have So Fresh CDs, or are they just Australian?
Wait, that's like a name? It's like a brand? So Fresh?
Does anyone else know what I'm talking about?
I thought you were just talking about like...
They used to be like CD...
CDs that were fresh.
No, they were like CD things that had like 15 songs, and they were just like the hottest hits from that
I never
time.
Heard of So Fresh, but I know what you're talking about.
The GOAT, see Mac? Yeah, okay, clearly it's just Australian, because Mac is Australian. He's like, So, it was good. It was good. Really good, and the speakers have been fantastic. Everything. And how good's Korea? Oh, we'll talk about it on the drinking stream when we do that again.
You know, if you do go to Seoul at some point, yeah, definitely check out Itaewon one night. It's wild. Definitely experience. But like the craziest thing before we went to bars played darts and another bar after, we were just at some regular KBBQ. It was like, you know, no line to get in. There was no not too many people in there.
Didn't look popular.
It was 11 p.m. So we don't really have, you know, we've got to get in somewhere. We can't line up because places are closing. But yeah, it was like top tier KBBQ. It would have been like a KBBQ you'd have to queue for hours to get into, like elsewhere in the world.
Yeah, the marinated really beef was fantastic. The sirloin was really sublime.
Oh, talk to me.
We had a bit of pork belly.
Talk to me about that belly.
Some other pork. We had some beef, a brisket, and that was sensational as well. And we just said, give me some more of that, please.
Shutting that down my Excuse gullet, me. If you will.
One more.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah, there's a little button.
Like the button. The button is very convenient. You want something, you just press the button. They're not going to bother you if you don't press that button.
Yeah.
You press the button on your table, they're there.
You press the button, they're almost there before you hit it. Like they're
ready.
They anticipate.
Do you want to hear the most next level service? This is like ridiculous. So this will be in the food tour vlog if we hit 750 patrons. I believe that's the food tour vlog. number. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we've been recording some of our food, you know, touring so far. We might do some more. But yeah, we sat down to eat dumplings somewhere, and
yeah,
we asked if they had beer, and they said, "Yep, no problem. What do you want?" We said, "Tara beer." It's like one of the Korean beers. And then what did you saw the guy walking down the market?
My guy
go
goes to a shop and buys this beer
and then
puts
brought
it on the table.
Wait, what?
I was out for customer service. Right?
Wait. That was last night.
In the market.
In the afternoon.
In the big market thing.
In the big market.
Okay.
He went and bought beer.
He just went and bought beer. He's like, "Yeah, we can get you beer." And he went and bought it for us. And we're like, "Okay, that's cool." Yeah. So yeah, that's customer service.
That is unreal.
Absolutely.
I really do sound like a paid shill for South Korea here, specifically Seoul, but my God, if you ever get the opportunity to travel anywhere and you can just pick one place, please, for yourself.
Please make it
please.
South Korea.
Just pick South Korea.
But yeah, good question. We are going to talk about Rocket League. We wanted to give you guys a quick update on, like, daily, nightly activities.
Come on.
But we're going to talk about Rocket League. There's quite a lot of things that have happened, and we didn't get right too many of them last night during the drinking stream.
So we actually got things on my list, and we got down two, so like kind of nailed it.
2 out of 3.
There wasn't that much that happened yesterday, but since we woke up from that time, there was actually a bunch of roster, I guess, confirmations that actually ended up happening. Actually, I don't know if they're all confirmations, but some of them might be rumors, some of them might be confirmations. One of the confirmations was that Joyo, my boyo, has left, and he's joined Oxygen.
Official.
Yeah. Okay, Joyo official. On OXG. I mean, I'm excited for him. I'm rooting for him. I'm a big fan of Joyo. I think everybody's a big fan of Joyo.
Yeah.
It's hard not to love him. So I want to see him do well. And it probably needed a bit of a shake-up. Because the big four French teams are looking pretty good. So good luck to him. I think they're going to have a chance of breaking into the top four.
I think they have a good chance too. I'm always a believer in Joyo. I'm really sad to see him leave Moyes, but I'll still root for him.
That's your, this is yours, by the way, CJ. Hmm? Off topic, that's yours.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Do you mean a little latte?
I did.
Jeez, that'll get me going. Why is it?
Nobody said a thing.
Thanks for that. Thanks for,
you're welcome.
Thanks for telling me 30 minutes in.
I definitely told you, like, before we went live, and I think you were so tired you just didn't even notice. There you go.
Oh, that's going down. Really well.
Oh, that feels good. You can feel that going.
Sorry to derail, but
when you drink something, you can actually just physically feel it go through your entire body.
You felt that?
Yeah, I just felt that.
Felt the heat go through.
That was really good. No, how good was a drinking stream? We'll bring that back. Anyway, back to Rocket League. Obviously, Joyo, he felt like, with the greatest respect to you, Rizzo, he was Moist Esports, Joyo.
I would say I play a big part in Moist as well.
I'd say when you think of, last chat. When you think of Moist, do you think of Rizzo or do you think of Joyo?
Okay, that's not a fair question.
That's a very fair question.
Even think of myself over that. I would say Joyo, but I would say there's some sort of substance there for me.
But didn't I say, like, with great respect to you, when you think of Moist, you think of Joyo?
No, you said Joyo is Moist Esports.
Yeah, well, that's the same thing.
Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah.
Similar. Well, very close.
I mean, I would give him like 90. Yeah. I would take 10. Charlie gets a spec.
90-10.
Spec of that percentage.
Yeah,
a lot of people did say Charlie, to be fair. Yeah, a lot of people did say Charlie. Joyo out of Moist.
To the boys, the it feels like a very friendly sort of group, the Oxygen crew. Mm-hmm. I feel like they might have too much fun.
That's what I've been saying is EU is just a friend region.
Is it? Are they recycling talent?
Yeah, there's recycled talent. Build teams off of friendships. It's so dumb.
And there's a massive bubble as well. They do not. They just don't let
don't,
those up-and-coming
they don't let,
players
they do
get
not
in.
Let the bubble players
those
in.
Fossils at the top of that European team.
Yeah,
just
fossils like Oski and Joyo.
And they're so lazy compared
talent.
To NA.
Yeah.
Like, they're never boot camping.
You would not catch that in flight.
Tell you what, put
camp.
The top
No, maybe
players.
A train if they're
maybe
lucky.
They're
just in the washing machine, aren't they? Who's coming out? Oh, guess I'm teaming with you. Golly, pick up some young kids for once. Europe, and they're just not performing internationally.
But could this be, so I believe, is it still rumored that EXO's just making a direct swap to Moist?
I think so, yeah.
That's like being rumored that it's just a straight swap. Now, what was the last time that happened where there was, kind of like a swap and people expected one of the rosters to be the good one or be the better one, and then the other one is like, nah, actually, we're just the good team now. The revenge arc. Chat, when does that happen? Because I swear this has happened.
Well, I'll give you one. But it's OCE, so you know, that's boring. Well, you could say when Super Lockie went to Ground Zero with Parker and Fiber and then dominated the entire split.
That's OCE law. Yeah, they benched.
Yeah, Super they didn't Lockie. Want it. They got rid of him.
KCP benched him. It was Behead and Scrub benched him, and then he actually took the. Didn't he? Yeah, they did. They got the major spot. Boston last year. I remember that.
Oh, yeah,
OCE. Oh. That was probably what I was thinking of.
That's probably a good one. Wait, what's going on? What is that comment about Daniel
Ricciardo out of nowhere? Daniel Ricciardo said in Australia,
I've got another one.
Cringe to actually care about anything. Yeah.
Someone said in chat, Atomic and Dries.
No, people that, definitely.
Sorry, who's Daniel Ricciardo? Good. Somebody help me out.
The F1.
F1 driver from Australia. Okay. Yeah. Kind of washed up.
He
right
said it's
now,
cringe to care about anything.
I don't know if the validity of this claim. Somebody's being arrested. But no, yeah, the Atomic Dries. Everybody thought Atomic G2 with Atomic was going to be better, right? The better team, not the.
I think so.
But there was one event where, okay, Dries' team outperformed. Then obviously G2 with Atomic did better. So we need to see continued success. If they want the true, like, you know, Moist revenge arc, it would mean like qualifying for the major while Oxygen don't. That would be ultimate revenge.
I don't think that team did better. Was the original question, you make a move and then the other player ends up better off?
Just like the one-for-one swap where the
expected
roster doesn't
do
better.
Exactly what happened with Super Lockie, and he got benched and then he just like picked up a new team and qualified for the major, and the team who benched him didn't. That's like what Moist could be, you know, angling for. I mean, obviously they are angling for, because nobody's really going to be talking about them. Everybody's going to be talking about Joyo to Oxygen. That's the new, you know, super team. Is that a super team? What do you say? Oski, Joyo, Archie.
Oh, well, I think your super teams are very, you know, it's kind of like how many teams you put in S tier, you know.
Not many.
You can't put too many. So I'd say they're not a super team.
Yeah. Yeah, I wouldn't say that either. I think they could overtake one
could
of the
say,
four.
I mean, if could you say that they're the UK super team? Is that like valid? Is there not a super team? Like,
so,
are there any super teams that aren't French?
So you're saying that is the best possible UK team you could make?
It's definitely one of the best. I mean, if Ryze still counts as a UK player, I guess he'd have to be in there.
Yeah, Ryze for
Appjack, you know, is still in that conversation as well. Ryze, did you just say four?
Yeah.
Ryze for. Oh, okay.
Are
you sure you want to say that?
No, I'm like, my UK super team, if I had to, you know, GM a UK super team, would be Ryze. Definitely put an Oski in there. Then what would we need? We'd probably need, like, Appjack. I think Appjack's like resume is pretty clear. I'd probably put Jack in there because, yeah, he made, you know, very, very impressive showing against against Gentlemates at the last major. Well, you know, other UK players in the conversation are not even at the major. So I'd say Jack, Ryze, and Oski. That'd be the best UK team.
Dawn, 75 was the drinking stream we did last night. That has not been uploaded yet. So hold fire on that. That'll be uploaded later today.
Needs a little bit. You gotta let it cook a bit.
Okay, update.
Let it simmer.
But I'd probably just put Joyo in there.
You're not concerned. You're not
actually.
Really
I
want about...
to. I think we can't consider Ryze. Take Ryze out because he lives in Portugal.
No, he's definitely like from the UK. Now.
No, he's an imposter.
He's English.
Take Ryze out. No, but take him out. You're gonna take Jack out because he left. He abandoned his own region. And that probably is a UK super team. What they got there?
The reason I wouldn't so like Ajoyo is obviously another. I think it would be him or Oski if you don't have Archie in the roster. The fact that they're with Archie is actually kind of good because he likes to play third, which is going to be very good for Ajoyo and Oski. They can just be fully unleashed. Yep. We've seen Ajoyo try and take more of a defensive role on various Moist rosters since you know Ryze and Vatira left him. And although he's gotten a lot better at that, it's not what he wants to do. It's not where he wants to be. He wants to be, you know, the playmaker. So you need to have like a player who's happy to sit behind Joyo, and I think Archie could be good at that.
We Jack didn't sit back, good at did that. We?
No, we didn't. We got in there.
We're up front. We were hustling.
Front playing dirty.
We were on the hunt.
On the hunt.
Yeah.
On the grind.
We were chasing.
We did what no other players would do.
We were chasing bodies.
They called us the glue.
They called us the leaders. Captain Courageous.
Really? They called me washed.
I think it's a good lineup. I'm looking forward to seeing it. I think hold fire on the super team, though, I'd say at this
point. Well, UK super team.
UK, okay.
But yeah, worldwide super team, I guess we'll have to wait and see. Mm. But if we're calling like NA, Sam, and Mina, like combinations, if we're calling them super teams, I feel like you can totally have a claim of saying that Oski, Joyo, Archie is a UK super team as well. Because we've had NA teams be called super teams who have less star power than that. Like FaZe was called a super team, and that was First Killer, Mist, and Sypical. I think Archie, Oski, Joyo is a lot more like super than that roster ever was. So I think you can claim it, but we'll see.
Well, we talked about Moist and Rocket League a little bit. Did you guys hear about Moist and Apex? What happened there?
Oh my goodness! Wait, this is an all-time talk. You've heard about this.
Yeah. Oh no! Charlie Villa. This is painful.
Yeah. So
it's so painful.
I believe their Apex team is one US player and then two OC players, and so they were trying to get the OC players to come to the US to basically live there, boot camp, train, all that stuff, play and compete from the U.S. And they couldn't because, like, the U.S. visa office just, like, kept denying. And, like, they just didn't basically believe that, like...
That they were... That it was, like, a real thing. You basically have to prove that you're, like, elite and special.
Yeah.
And, like,
yeah.
And worthy of and it. So basically, because it would have been, like, a...
Did they just not believe that anyone from OCE could be elite in esports?
Are they OCE? Is that the issue? Are they OCE?
Two of them are, yeah.
So
yeah, was that the problem? Were they just like, nah, we know OCE is not elite, bro. You're not getting a visa.
I mean, I got a visa pretty easy, but, you know. But yeah, the problem was like they were working with Apex. What are the Apex people? Who makes Apex?
Respawn.
Yeah, Respawn. They were working with them. They were working with other orgs that had got visas. Mm-hmm. Like, so they did the exact same thing and worked with Respawn. They had all the documentation to say, hey, these guys are one of, if not the best team in the world. They need to be here for this tournament. They're paying for X amount of money. Yeah, they're working with EA and Respawn, whatever. EA is Apex?
I think so, yeah.
Oh, okay, is that like a brand? Okay.
Charlie said it's because their agent didn't like the name Moist.
Yeah, well, I don't know if it was specifically like that, but basically your luck depends on like which agent gets assigned to your case, essentially.
Yeah, yeah. It's just some visa, you know, employee will just like pick up the file and be like,
I reckon that's the reason. All them. Yeah. If you're a dinosaur and you're like, only little kids playing games these days, and you work in the office, and you see like Moist Esports, you can easily look. No, I don't blame them thinking they're trying to take the piss out of like getting a visa.
I mean, they Moist are Esports, definitely like trying to take the piss a little bit with the name, which is kind of why it's funny.
I think that could actually be a
to
problem.
Call themselves this, but no, that like if that's the reason, that's so dumb. But usually, I mean, players don't tend. Oh,
F. Oh, we've actually effed. We effed.
We have effed.
We're still recording.
Recording's still going.
Wait, refresh. Let's see.
Refresh.
Yeah, we're still gonna be recording, so like the vote will be fine.
Just for the live.
Yeah, live has effed. So let's give that a quick refresh. Yeah, usually players or pros have an easier time getting visas than like casters. Casters have a lot of visa issues over the years. So the fact that players have had this issue, that is like, that's super rare these days. I think, isn't it?
I think so.
Really unfortunate.
It usually, especially with how common, I guess, how mainstream esports is. Running that, you know, visa office would have some idea of, you know, esports and all that. And if they've done everything well, they ticked all the boxes. Yeah, it's a bit of a joke that it hasn't happened. And if you saw the Charlie's video, he was very angry, rightfully.
And he's had to drop the team.
Did we say that?
So we haven't gotten to that part yet. But basically, they had to drop the roster, and like,
wow.
So the roster can go compete, I guess.
So they were allowed to compete, but not under Moist.
I think so, yeah.
What?
Because I think in that way they might not need a visa or something.
Because
it's not a US company.
Yeah, there are some. Yeah, there's some loopholes like that where if you're employed by a US organization, the rules are a little bit more strict. But if it's a international org or just if you're just going in self-employed, then maybe that's easier as well.
Yeah,
you can go and compete for prize
and not have to get a visa. Is kind of how it is.
Apparently, Rizzo's mic is messed up. All right, he's trying to restart.
He's unplugging. He's replugging.
Man, this is the most shocked episode we've done, and I can't believe day one we're like, wow, this is really easy, everything's just working, and now we're falling apart at the seams. You gonna test it?
We are so back.
We are back. One in chat if we're back. But yeah, pretty rough for the Apex fellas. Hopefully they can get it. Well, they're not gonna get it sorted out, but hopefully after this event, I'm assuming they pick them back up. It's just like for legal and
it's
a loophole, I guess.
It's an odd thing, too, because I mean, even like seeing the tweets from the players, they're like officially like no longer on Moist Esports. Like, we couldn't get our visas, but we still love Moist and like all this stuff. Like, they're the best.
But honestly,
that's just so frustrating for like everybody.
But Moist dropped them because they would be able to compete without the Moist banner. So they were like, okay, we'll just drop you so you can compete. They didn't like try and make it difficult. Like, well, no, you still have to be on Moist. Unfortunately, you can't compete. So Moist did them a solid there. So, yeah, good job. Good job, Moist Esports. Not surprised. They're a very, player first organization. They do things the right way. But that's really sad. Really sad that the US visa system is completely outdated and just doesn't work.
Any other items on the list for you? Those organized, he's got four lines written down.
Good enough. Well, okay, so the only reason I brought up the Apex thing specifically is because we were talking about Moist, but jumping back to Rocket League, there was a couple other big roster. I don't know if they're all confirmations, some might be rumors, but don't tell me if one's a rumor or confirmation in chat. But Ama joins Twisted Minds.
Yeah, I think that was confirmed, no?
Yeah, that's good.
I believe that one was confirmed.
That had the announcement.
That looks like, I don't know. Wait, Tellum is no longer on the roster. I saw like this sign up. It was Senzo, Mossin, SNW, and Ahmad signed up. So no Tellum on the roster, I guess, if he's not signed up. But they kind of did a bit of a four player roster.
Odd swap. Yeah. It's just Rizzo's. He came out.
It's just Rizzo's.
Yeah.
Yeah, we've seen a lot of MENA teams over the years have four players on the roster, and I believe the reason they do that is because some of them will have exams at different times and they cannot play Rocket League like during their exam time. It's just, I guess, way more intense than Western pros. So yeah, that looks like some kind of four player roster. But if they finish off, if they'd be a one-to-one swap, Ahmad and Tellum, it would be Ahmad, Mawson, and SMW, which is a very interesting roster actually. Very interesting. Could be a contender.
I think that from what we saw from I guess rule one, I think, probably shake up was probably good for the team outside of Falcons.
Mm-hmm.
It'd be interesting. Interesting to see.
Dark is teaming with Ams and Hisoka, which is also really cool. Maybe Dark can get his best result yet.
Less knowledge on that lineup. I know Ams.
Dark is like the...
I know Dark. Yeah, I know Dark. Ams Pogos, I just don't know who
and everybody's like, he's the most mechanical player in the world.
I know that Fear puts up 4,000 videos. Who's Hisoka though?
Hisoka's like a constant top 8, sometimes top 4 player in MENA.
I've probably seen him then.
Yeah, he's been improving a lot. Last split, like the kind of like third to fifth range, or I guess third, fourth, fifth, sixth best teams in MENA looked like they'd upgraded compared to Rule 1. There's looking like quite a lot of stacked teams in MENA right now. A lot of players improving.
But OCE still on top of MENA number 2. So that's the main thing.
That's what's important.
That's huge for OCE.
That's big for the program. We'll take the little wins.
That is huge for OCE.
Any other moves?
There's a... This one's a little... I feel to me is a little bit more interesting. Realize leaves Gaiman. And
what is going on in APAC?
This is a joke. Look, I'll let some of these good-for-nothing import players punching downers head over to APAC and take a couple of spots on the top teams. But if you're going to replace the GOAT of APAC, well, now I've got a problem. Now I've got an enormous problem with these good for nothing players halfway going to APAC. You do not kick, realize he is not kickable.
I feel like that's just like first rule of going to APAC.
It's disrespectful. It's like not bowing. You know, it's like
But I'm talking about a full 90 degrees.
That's what you give him a full 90 about. It is real. You don't get rid of it. And he's not like he was even, I guess, dropping off or something. He's still Mickey, still got it. Obviously,
Do you think the ZPS move by Elevate, do you think it forced it? Because I do want to put myself in Gladiator's shoes. Because, they started the season expecting to be on top with Realize Vert and Max Yu. But they came second to Kevin, Sphinx, and LCT. And now, Elevate have gotten rid of LCT and picked up ZPS. I don't know, maybe... Gladiator's thinking, okay, we got to upgrade as well. I don't know who instigated this. Don't know who started making a move first. But yeah, to grab Tho is so random. Tho actually had some decent results. Didn't he make a top 8 this split with Sa one time? Like beat Vitality in Swiss. I think they beat Carmen Corp in the qualifier. And he's like, nah, time to go to APAC. That's not good enough. But yeah, you know, they're trying to make majors. Like I do want to. I want to give them a little bit of. You can't hate the player. You gotta hate the. I hate the system that's allowed. I don't hate the players for that.
I do.
They're trying to make a major. Though it's not going to make a major in Europe, and you know maybe if Gladiators are looking at the situation, thinking, okay, we're kind of not going to make a major this season. We're not going to make Worlds. What are we doing? We need to try and do that. So, I don't hate the player.
I just think
they can do that though.
It's been proven, I guess. That just simply making majors doesn't really improve you as a player or a team. You know, it's more the boot camp. It's more the, you know, getting over there and stuff. So, you know,
but it does make you money, though.
Exactly.
World Championship is a lot of money. And if you can make the next major, you're probably making Worlds. And you make money. So they're just trying to make money, I guess.
It depends what your priorities are. Like, if you want to be, you know, the best player on the best team in the world, you're not leaving Europe. You're never leaving Europe, or I guess North America.
Well, I think
unless you're going to Europe.
So, I mean, to be fair, I think like, but if the players going to APAC have realized they're not going to be
as I'm
the
saying.
Best players
but
in the world.
If you're in perhaps, you know, I don't want to say perhaps the twilight of your career, you know, you're over the hill. It's a fantastic way to, well, I say fantastic, probably not the right word, but it's certainly a way to, you know, keep making events and making some bank, and you can absolutely do it. There's nothing. Against them doing it, it's just annoying that they realize is.
Oh, okay. Thank you. Looking at the first APAC team to make a major was Realize team with a full Japanese roster, if I recall. Then second time it was the LCT Max Yu and who was the third again? Oh, I've forgotten.
Of what?
Of the LCT Max Yu team that made LA. Did they make LA?
Was that not
that was
OSM with in London?
Was it OSM all the way back in LA? Maybe it was.
I'm thinking London. I'm not sure LA though.
I'm trying to think. Like, is this the first time that we're gonna have?
Yeah, that was Detonator in LA. That was Burn and.
It was Detonator. You're right. Okay.
And the fellas.
Right. And then it was back to being Realized.
And then soon. Abs Crazy was at Worlds.
Abs Crazy was at Worlds with APAC 2.
With Damon.
Yeah, Max is from Singapore. Max is from Singapore, even though he's Irish Singapore. Dual national, I believe. So this will be like the first time that people. Oh no, it's not going to be the first time. We had Cammy and Ver as well. Mm-hmm. But yeah, we got one APAC player on the team, one. Mm-hmm. And then on Elevate, you have two. You have Sphinx and Kevin.
Yeah, but it felt like it was different with Cammy and. Well, at least Cammy was kind of like OCE, so it was kind of like it wasn't like two. It was like EU and A.
OCE like, APAC, like I could yeah, see. I kind of hope that those regions merge in the future with like some kind of localized server, so they can combine the talent and become stronger. What do you think about that, CJ?
Look at his face. Why isn't the little guy in the back talking? no, look, he could combine. It's just a ping sort of thing. Like APAC in other games is OCE and Asia Pacific, so we're kind of a part of APAC actually. If you look at like. In terms of just what it means. we are in the Asia Pacific.
Yeah, Asia Pacific. Like you're definitely,
we're right there.
Asia Pacific.
But with Ping, you need some classic US central servers kind of operation.
Well, okay, they've probably just released US central servers. So hey, maybe. Well, what server would it need to be? Is it
probably
is
like Philippines would be
Philippines,
the
Indonesia maybe.
I don't know if there are Indonesian servers. I know that we kind of usually play on like, it's kind of like Asia Southeast Mainlanders, I think, mm-hmm. the server name, something like that. There's probably
a server somewhere in the middle of APAC.
Where everyone could
APAC,
probably
we
get
mean
90
from Japan all the way down to like Australia, New Zealand, everybody could play like 80 ping. Yep. It's probably a server that would be ideal.
Wouldn't be great for Tasmanians or a little bit too far south, but certainly for like New South Wales, Sydney.
How many Tasmanian pros are there?
Just me and Hawk.
Okay.
There is another one though. That's huge.
Yeah, Hawk. We went to DreamHack Montreal. Remember that?
Jeez, mm-hmm. I do.
So is being Tasmanian like being like a West player?
Yeah.
In NA.
Yeah.
It's the same thing.
Yeah. A Tasmanian, or I'd say people that are from Perth as well, like Western Australia. Is there in a similar on the other side of the planet, basically in Australia? But Tasmania, very rare. There's not many of us. We looked at the population, actually, didn't we? We ran the numbers on my city versus your city, my state versus your state.
What's its population in Tasmania?
Population in Tasmania is 550,000, I think we looked.
550,000.
Population of Texas is how many? 30 million?
30 million, yeah.
30 million. There's more people in Texas than Australia. There you go.
Wait, what's Australia's hill? Is
28, 29. It might be 30 now, but
it was... Yeah, see, it's tough. I mean, that's why I reckon... Like Psyonix, since they're on like a like W streak, Blaster on a W streak right now, with like the central servers being put out and all the good format changes that Rizzo loves to talk about. If they just dropped a like server in the middle of APAC before next season and said, okay, next season we're merging OCE and APAC, we're combining these talent pools, and now, you know, we could have, they could still have three spots for like the new, like, bigger region.
Yeah, I think you could. I think if you had two, I don't think we'd complain if you had two spots for APAC. As an OCE player, I'd be like, okay,
that's fair enough.
You know, my ego would say, okay, we've still got two spots because we'd beat everyone in APAC. But then APAC, we're like, we've still got two spots. We can now get better. Yeah, so it might be good for the.
I mean, it would just be more. There would be more teams. Like when you're just sitting comfy on top, it's hard to, you know, put more work in because you're like, I mean, we're already best in the region.
Say that again. Did that for 5 years. Bare minimum.
But yeah, if it was really more of a struggle to qualify, I think that would help both APAC and OCE. So I mean, but okay, if we're taking APAC plus OCE, we're just calling that APAC for the future. Who gets the extra spot at majors? There's one more spot up for grabs now. Whoever wins Worlds previous season.
Whoever's more aggregate.
Yeah, I don't know if whoever wins
Worlds.
Yeah,
that's what I'm saying.
Like
it could be one
best.
Good team and then...
Yeah, it could just be like, imagine like Falcons win Worlds and you're, congrats, Mina now have three teams and the third best team is nowhere near the level of Falcons. But if it's like, aggregate, I think EU would get it.
Mm.
Would that be the play? Would give it to EU? I think maybe just give it to EU, honestly.
Wait, is that true? Did they not add... This is going back to the server thing. Did they not add central servers? They just... added a category, like they took all the closest like central servers and made a category.
There's always been central servers. Oh, okay. So they basically just actually grouped them. It took them 7 years.
So if you're queuing east or west, you might get a central server.
Yes. Yeah.
In the past.
When I queued east. Yeah. In the back of the day or like until recently, if I queued US East from Europe, I would get between 80 and 120 pings. If it's a central server, you'd get unlucky for me. It would be 120, but most of the servers are east, you get 80. And then sometimes we play US West and we get a central server on the West playlist. And I'm like, well, my ping's good, but yours is horrendous because you've gone even farther to connect to. So yeah, they've just grouped it. They haven't actually.
Yeah, most of them are
servers.
Texas servers or Chicago servers.
I thought like they contacted Elon and just took something up in the middle of
the they just garlicked it.
Central servers have been in the game or ever, as far as like since way, way back, like even pre-RSS season one.
People kept asking me when I was streaming, they're like, how are the new central servers? I'm like, that thing's new. I'm like, what are you guys talking about?
It's always been in there.
It's all the same
thing. There's a playlist now for central servers. Huh. That's it.
Seriously, I blow ass, mate. You cannot... Can I just...
Who else meet out right now?
That's outrageous.
It's the PG stream.
Keep it PG. One of the cult figures of Rizzo's
stream. Oh, no, he said he has his brisket out.
Oh, the okay.
Yeah.
Okay, he's smoking the brisket. I got you. Yeah, there you go. I thought they actually added more servers, which you know. No. I don't want to get onto server chat as well, but
you know, I see more tweets about people saying they're lagging recently. I'm not gonna lie. So. Worse. Well, there it is.
Well, my underwater Ethernet cable idea is still inbound, and the amount of people that you know. The amount of people that are tagging me in tweets and stories and stuff saying, CJ, there's already an underwater Ethernet cable. That's how the internet works. I don't believe you.
Yeah, I've never seen it personally.
I don't. Who have built, you swam who built down it? Yeah. How do you swim down there? Yeah. Exactly.
What if like a creature starts on it or something?
Exactly. What are you gonna say? So there's just gonna be a little shark just donks it, and all of a sudden we lose internet. Like
everybody. Yeah, the whole country loses.
I want to know what my ping would be to LA. If I actually was on an Ethernet connect, because I'm not. I'm on Wi-Fi. The ping. I want to connect via Ethernet to LA.
We should just...
With a cable that I can see coming out of my computer...
Photographic evidence.
...going to someone else's. All right? Gee, wait, because I'm sick of people saying, there's a massive, you know, network of cables that connect the world. I don't believe you.
I haven't seen it.
It's not coming out of my computer. I want to connect my computer to LA. With one singular cord, and I want to know if I can get maybe 140 ping. I'd take that. 130. Yeah,
I can't remember what episode it was, but we did calculate the cost of this, and it was somewhat surprisingly feasible.
I will say I do think we were wrong in that calculation because it was a Chinese website that I could not read.
We were like, well, 2 cents per 40 meters. Like, this is, we can do this.
We can figure this out.
Yeah. You're barely daisy chained to the roof. Look, that was our warm up for
we're
LA.
We're one of
Australia.
One on the daisy, on the roof daisy chain. Yeah, we could run that back. We might. We probably will at some point. But do we have any other rosters we need to discuss?
There is one more.
Okay,
and this
let's
one,
do that
this quickly. Is the one. I don't know if it's confirmation or a rumor, but Astral is supposedly joining Solary.
Ooh.
Which I think is a very
in
interesting
place
one.
Of Reese Fox. So Astral's taking the other Belgian spot. Interesting. I don't think that's going to be relevant. I think that's going to be just like, okay, yep, Solary probably make a regional. And, you know, maybe they get a couple of quality losses, but I don't think they're making a top eight. Astral's still very good, but I don't think they're going to make a top eight. But yeah, so people are saying Aqua to NRG. Is this
that has been a
well?
Rumor for a while.
That one's been a rumor. I think we talked about that maybe like a week or two ago. So I was trying not to bring that one up.
I would be the biggest fan. I don't know if you guys watch as many Muffin Man games as
you,
I did last
no,
split.
Did not.
But let me tell you about Aqua. He is phenomenal. The amount of work that he did to get that team to, I guess, make, you know, Swiss stage every week, to make top 16, was nothing short of a miracle. And he's a superstar, honestly. I think
I seriously think that too.
I think he could. I didn't believe the hype before. You know, I was like, oh, Daniel and Aqua. I was like, okay, well, I'm not sure about this Aqua guy because Dan's definitely doing stuff and he's not. But he didn't. I don't think he had been performing previously before the Muffin Man. But well, you know, he's been showing glimpses. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
He hadn't really reached his.
Well, Aqua has got written off just because he actually like. He goes outside and plays basketball, so you're like, oh, he's not a real gamer.
He touches grass.
Yeah.
Well, you're never going to succeed in the e-world.
He's just got that, like, that only some players have, just that, like, first touch. You know, he's got the SIP glue in a way, but not really the SIP glue anymore because SIP doesn't have that glue. But just the way his control on the ball is like, okay, yeah, I'd say it's, like, top five. You know?
No, he's fantastic.
Yeah, I think so, too.
Good. Yeah. So.
But will they be in that kind of group of teams or fighting for third, fourth? Or do you think they're still going to be off the pace?
I genuinely think so. Yeah. Mm. I think they could get it together. Because, they're at 10th right now.
If Shopify can get a top four that last season, you'd think
that's kind of what I'm thinking. Like, besides one and two, everything's kind of a mess.
All you're going to do is snipe M80 in the quarters and you're in the semis. Like, yeah,
there you go.
Straight in.
I think it's free. M80 obviously is, snipe them.
They're going 3-0, so if you can come, like, 7th or 8th.
Actually, coming 8th is the best placement in Swiss.
It is.
You get matey first up, and that's a bye. Straight into the
it's a bye.
But, matey should be at a major. I think we spoke about this after Copenhagen, but we had, you know, obviously LG and OG. It'd be nice to seeing matey and SSG. Awesome new teams that come through. Mm. But, because you want to kind of...
I wouldn't mind NRG.
Because for me, well, LG, you still have that Vitality series. They went 5, but OG, I'm going to be honest, don't know if I want to see them again at a major based on based on how they were looking. It's just in terms of, you know, I want the most teams possible to be able to win the
event. That's odd because, yeah, I always felt the same way when I watched you play. I was like, I'm not sure I want to see this guy at a major again.
Season 7. Game 1. I think we saw at the major, coming in, we said, I think there's 8 teams that are like,
Complexity was a clear top eight. One that was,
how good are they?
We were bang on the money with Complexity. We're like, we think they probably are 9th. Oh, yeah, look at that, they're 9th. Cool.
Yeah.
Good job, Complexity.
But I think, you know, if we had, you know, obviously we don't really know about Matey, but certainly their potential. You'd think if they're an event, you could be like, okay, you know, they're there with like a Gen G or the G2, but they haven't really done that so far.
Yeah. Stepped up. Right. So Rizzo's going to go nap because we've got a big day. We're going to the LCK Grand Finals. We're going to leave in about, what, an hour from now?
League of Legends, baby.
Yeah, that's right. So
honestly,
can we wrap
I'm
up with some LCK talk just real quick?
Sure. Yeah.
Predictions? We can do that. Well,
actually, wait.
Before we do that, I was going to say that we did hit 650 patrons, so Korean baseball vlog will be coming soon. We haven't edited it yet. It's not been edited, but we've recorded the whole baseball experience. We might want to actually wait till we're back in, the UK, Australia, and America to kind of give some more voiceovers or, you know, talk about the experience and add that to the B-roll that we got. We've got a lot of B-roll for that. But that will be coming. So yeah, you guys have hit that goal. Next one, 700. So I love that we've actually, the way we've structured these goals doesn't really make sense. We're like 650, Korean baseball vlog, 700, the entire trip vlog. So that is quite the upgrade. If we get another 50 patrons, then the entire trip will be a vlog. We're in the process of, like, you know, vlogging everything we do.
Yeah, my phone is running out of storage.
CJ and Athena's phones are packed.
Workout.
But it's been fun. We're going to do more of that. We'll have to get some shots of the LCK Grand Final today.
Today we got
to add to that. If we hit 50 patrons, we'll obviously drop it. We'll tell the editor, Big Fernando, that needs to be a thing. But we're not, you know, we're not going to give him work to do if it's not going to be needed. So,
but
that's 50 away.
And we've got about 150 bonus episodes on the Patreon. So how about you subscribe? Patreon.com/Chalkcast. Get involved. It is the best, you know, subscribe to Rizzo to get rid of ads. Just watch the ads. He gets paid probably more if you watch the ads. And sub to the Patreon instead. Get involved. It's an absolute bargain. There's content on there. And once we hit the goals, we will release bonus content, bonus videos. But LCK, today, again.
League of Legends.
I don't know if we talked about it on Drinking Finals, Stream. Maybe. But for those that weren't there, you probably saw on Twitter, we were trying very hard to get some tickets. Shout out to Frank, to Sangi, X. Mm-hmm. The Chiefs founder, Chiefs Esports Club founder, who now works for Riot as an APAC brand manager. I contacted him. He hit up the LCK guys, got us not only just tickets, but I believe we're kind of VIP influencers.
I'm not sure what to expect. I keep thinking worried. Worried is not the right word for this, but you know, I have no idea what to expect.
Yeah,
do we got box seats?
we are.
No, listen. If we're standing remotely, like I'm happy.
Cares. Oh, I don't.
As long as we just want to get in.
Yeah.
There. So no. Shout out to.
Yeah, I do want to say as well. We weren't that. My tweet wasn't like, "Hey, give us free tickets." It was, "This place is sold out."
Yeah. Is there anything?
Can we get in the building? And we've ended up getting.
I will sweep the floors afterwards.
Exactly. So we basically said, "Yeah, just is there any way I can get in?" We ended up getting on the influencer list, I guess. But
we love League of Legends
as well.
We have streamed League of Legends as a crew before.
We have
maybe made one person down the League of Legends.
It's possible.
It is possible.
Yeah.
Hey, no, we're all like we all used to watch more League of Legends back in the day. But this is a throwback. Back when I did watch League of Legends, Faker was the best player in the world. And now he's still in the grand final. Like how many years later? That's unbelievable.
I thought I was going to be longevity. Watching Hotshot GG in the grand final. But where's Counter Logic Gaming?
CLG. I'm trying to find to give another shout out because we did get
shout out to him.
Who was it? I'm trying to find who told us. Oh yeah, it was Useless 9715 said League of Legends is Korea's most popular sport. LCK finals this weekend. So if we didn't see that comment, we wouldn't have even known because we are too dumb to check that. So shout out to Useless for being useful, helping us out there.
That's my go.
But final on today. Obviously, we got Gen G taking on a T1. We got Faker versus Chovy mid. I cannot wait for that. I've watched enough mid beast videos to be excited for that one. I'm gonna be rooting for Faker. Like it.
I'm going to be
rude.
We've got Gen G.
I'm just there for good gameplay.
He kind of came in huge. Gen G Arnold giving us the recs for the restaurants and the bars in Korea. So
give us game five, please.
Give us a game five thriller.
Give us a game five thriller. Will Faker be on the podcast? I was just thinking, ask him like this influencer section. Imagine if someone comes up to us and like, are you guys the ones who play ARAM?
Like they've watched out one ARAM stream.
By the way,
we mentioned this last night. We went across the road. There's a PC cafe across the road. It is huge and it looks really good. So we might have to go there and play ARAM. And we could record that. That could be fun. Go and play an ARAM.
Yeah, we might
in
have
Korea.
To.
Yeah, absolutely stomped by some Korean ARAM mains.
Yeah, but absolutely, absolutely pumped for this. I think I'm looking forward to it because I don't really care who wins. Oh, like same. It's a win-win either way. Gen G, obviously, we've got.
And you already know some crazy play is going to happen.
Yeah, you know,
we're just going to be awesome. Mental.
Stadium sold out. There's 15,000.
Oh, yeah, 15,000.
That is more than we've ever had at a Rocket League event. And this is like a regional final.
Well, in person, if regional finals were on land, this is the equivalent. Crazy. 15,000 people sold out. And these tickets were
I would say the ticket costs.
They were not cheap. Like we talked about the other day how baseball was like, you know, $2 or $3
tickets were about
to get
60
in.
Bucks each.
Yeah, it's like 60 US dollars to get in. The cheapest ticket, which all sold out.
People in there, they are making some moolah.
Why is Korean League of Legends so much more expensive than Korean baseball?
Korean baseball, $2.
I wonder if the beers are going to be $2 at the...
Will there even be
the
beers?
League place.
Will there be beers
I don't know if
Legends?
There will be. Well, hopefully,
you don't
hopefully
think so.
Food and stuff are gonna be.
Well, why are we going?
There's 15. Why are we going?
No, there's got to be. Surely, why would there not be?
But no, we're absolutely pumped for it. And one last plea: if there's anyone that can give us two extra tickets, that'd be fantastic.
Begging.
We needed six. We did get four, and we're very grateful to get the four.
We are.
But if there's any way we can get two more, that'd be phenomenal.
Yeah, let us know.
But yeah, can't wait for it. We'll vlog it. We'll keep you updated. Athena will have her camera charge ready to go, and we will. Vlog the experience, if we're allowed. I'm sure we're allowed to. I'm sure there'll be vloggers.
I'm sure.
Surely.
It's just another, you know, StarCraft finals, baseball, LCK grand finals. This is turning into a trip. We're only here for a bit over a week, and we're...
This is for four days.
We are halfway through the trip now.
We are halfway through. It's been awesome. We've done a lot. It's been good.
Mm.
But yeah.
GGs.
This podcast has also been good this episode. So we appreciate you guys for listening and for watching. If you guys miss any part of it, check it on YouTube, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and we'll see you all
tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
Yeah, we'll see you tomorrow. Hopefully, roughly the same time.
Drinking episode will be up later. So
yeah,
it's coming up on YouTube.
Up later today.
I guess if you're watching this on YouTube, the other one's already up. So
yeah, it's already happened.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
Yeah.
See you later. Peace.
Bye-bye.
Bye.